Okay, so let's start Perek Zayin. Okay, we're going to have to do quite a bit of work here. But most of what he says here takes us back to Shara Yichud, Shara Bechina. We'll have to go see what he said there. Okay, Shara Yichud not, but Shara Bechina, we'll see what he says there. Okay. Umachesh Shlamlu. As Beu Hadvorim Hanoidim Lushar Ze. After we have completed to explain the matters that relate to this Shah, in Shara Betochen, Kefi Hasogosenu, according to each one's abilities. Miharoi Shenivara Ta'ezet Dvorim Abdim Odemes Abetochen Belokim. Now that you've got a bit of betochen, you have to look after it because there's things that make you lose your betochen. If you don't have any betochen, this is not for you. You can't lose something you don't have. But if you're starting to apprentice yourself and you're starting to practice betochen, well, that's what we're doing. We're practicing betochen. Isaac Stern was arguably one of the greatest violinists ever. Yeah? He practiced 8 hours a day. What was he practicing? There was no one better than him. More than that, because when you're trying to master a craft, there's no end to the levels you can achieve. When you're trying to master Emuna, the end goal of Emuna is, what's the end goal of Emuna? MS. MS is when you know things clearly, five finger clarity, that's MS. Emuna is something before MS. Hashem Elokeichem, MS. We don't have MS. We don't live with MS. We live with doubts, with struggles, with battles. So in that world, you battle out to get to Imuna. So we have to practice. We have to practice. But often we have to practice Imuna. If you don't practice it, you're never going to get it. The Chofetz Chaim is going to the forest. Hours on end. What was he doing? He was practicing Betochen. Practicing Betochen. I don't know that you have to ask him what he's doing. I don't know. We have to practice Betochen. So when you have a little bit of betochen, you have to be careful. You don't lose it. So he's going to discuss now in Perek Zayin the things that cause us to lose our betochen. All the things we spoke about in Shai Yichud Elokim that causes a person to lose his imune in Yichud Elokim, es habechina ves avoides Elokim, and all the things that cause a person to lose his bechina. His discernment, if you translate Bechina, and his avoidance Elokim, Sheskanu B'Siyum, Kol Echad Mishleisha Sharim Akoidmim, Ma'avdi Me'adam Gamesa B'Tochen. So we're going to have to go look, because we didn't do that yet. We have to go have a look and see what are all the things that causes a person to lose his Emunah in Yechud Hashem, his Bechina, and his Emunah, and his avoidance, avoidance Hashem. We have to go learn those, because those are relevant here as well. Then there's something else that causes a person to lose his imunin betochen, which we haven't mentioned before. So let's at least go back to Shara Bechina. So Shara Bechina, discernment, investigation, to be boichen, a Bechina is a test. So Shara Bechina is a derech to betochen as well. Shara Bechina is one of the most important drachim to betochen. In fact, we did it before. We have done Shara Bechinim before your time, long before your time with the Shara Bechinim. But we'll do it again. I don't know who's talking about. We're young now. Who's talking about what's next? I don't know. We just learned that you shouldn't think about tomorrow because he says you'll even be here tomorrow. We're trying to understand this. It's just unsettled. What? That's where he discusses what's ma'avid b'china? Okay, so then shush. Good. Just one second.
Don't you really discuss it at the end here, those things that cause you to ma'abed or something? Here we go.
Thank you, Chief.
Say, about. They haven't been here for a long time. Oh, here we go. On Kuf Pei Vav. Okay, he's going to take us back to Shara Yichud also, which I'm not going to do. So whatever causes you to lose Emunah in Shara in Yichud of Hashem, okay, we'll touch it a little bit in the Pisvei Lev. Let's have a look here. Let's do this here. What are the things that hold a person back, prevent a person from being Isaac in this very harsh of a mitzvah called Bechina? And what are the things that flow out of Bechina? All the things that prevent you from having Yichud will also prevent you from having, from doing Bechina, and also from having Betochen. So in the Pisvei Lev, he mentions, he just summarizes quickly what it is, because I'm not learning Shara Bechina. So he says here in Ein Vav, footnote Ein Vav, he says, hey, Suras HaShituf HaShoynes, Shemona Rabbeinu Besof Shara Yichud Hainu, Shemashtatef Es Avoyrim Avoyda Zorim. The thing that prevents us from having Emunah in Hashem is we create partnerships with Hashem and Avodah Zarah. We make partnerships with Hashem and Avodah Zarah. We believe in Hashem, but there's other things in the world as well. There's other things in the world as well. All at Seva Shemayim, for the early Balei Avodah Zarah who started including the power of the sun and the moon. They started worshipping the sun, not as opposed to Hashem, but also as a way of giving cover to Hashem. You don't just honor the king, you honor his ministers as well. And Rama brings it down, B'dor Enosh. He serves Hashem, not because he wants to serve Hashem, but he's also trying to get other people to be nice to him. He's doing because he wants to get reward. He's got gaivadika reasons for what he's doing. Or covetical reasons, or lekanta gadoima, or she meshtatef el avoides haboyer gam avoide le tavos of agufnius. He puts into avoides haboyer also serving his tivers, because avoyme loye b'cho elzar. From Rezenu, aiz elzar sheyesh b'gufa shalom avoyme zeh yitzahore. He starts serving his yitzahore as well. But my Yosef l'adam kaze ma she mavchin mikol. What does it help a person if he spends time meditating and looking and understanding above and below all the unbelievable genius, the chokhmah, the chesed, the abilities of Hashem? What does it help him if he's a big Baba Chini, he's taken time out and he understands and he's investigated and he's seen the enormous wisdom and the ability and the toiv of Hashem in the Bria? Yeah? And then he also throws in a bit of Avodah Zorah with it. Okay. So those are the things that are going to prevent you from having Emunah in Yichud Hashem. They're going to prevent you also from doing Bechina and also from being involved in Betochen. Fine. Okay, so let's look at some of the things that prevent you from doing Bechina. I'll give you one example of Bechina. Just if you haven't learned Shara Bechina, somebody just pointed it out to me yesterday. Body temperature is 37 degrees, yeah? 37 degrees, the body maintains a body temperature of 37 degrees. 37 is quite hot. When it's 37 degrees out there, you put on the air conditioners, the mod kham. If you go up 1 degree, I'll ask you, does it make a difference? If it's 37 outside or 38 outside, you notice? Not a clue. When your body goes from 37 to 38, ze mashmuti, or something serious is going on in your goof. You go up from 37 to 39. Oh, you better call a doctor. Unbelievable. The body knows to do that. How does the body know that? What's telling the body? Put up your temperature, raise your temperature, maintains 37 constantly. The body knows. That's not chokhmah atzum. You don't get it, huh? No.
No, I understand.
How does that work? Your thermostat, in your 3,000 shekel mazgan doesn't get a draught. How does your body know to do that?
When you exercise, yeah.
When you exercise, whatever, your body temperature stays the same. It might go up fractionally, go down fractionally, whatever. But when it goes from 37 to 38, there's something major going on in your body. When the weather outside goes from 30 to 78, nothing major changes. When your body goes from 37 to 38, you know there's something cooking, man. You take Akamol. Don't take Akamol. They're different shit to women. 39, 40? Wow. You better keep with a 40 degree temperature. Atzala. What happens? 3 degrees, 37 to mark, ma baya. How does anybody know to hold its temperature constantly at 37? The mother of her eye. You know, you don't see the chokhmah and the boy. You don't see the genius there. Wow. You can stand up after hearing something like that. That's what it means. I just did it for you. I just showed you what the chidim means. The chidim means you take something that you see obvious and you investigate it and you think about it and you see the chokhmah and the oiv and the chesed of the boyrin, what he's doing. That's bechina. You boichin. You investigate reality. You find the chokhmah and the beauty of a Kodesh Baruch Hu in that reality. That's what I said. It's a way to get you betochen. Because there's no ways that thing manages by itself. There's no ways that every creature in the world, his body temperature is maintained, the temperature that he needs. Be joke exactly what, if it gets too low, you die. If it gets too high, you die. It's regulated with a thermostat that's unbelievable genius. You know that an apple seed, there's more data in an apple seed than there is in the entire plans for the Twin Towers. The computer program that holds the data that's on an apple seed is bigger than the hard drive that you need to contain all the information for the design of the Twin Towers. You're starting to get a message here that there's something going on. Not only does it contain all the information, it all contains all the products you need in order to create an infinite amount of trees and apples and seeds forever, all in one little, not just the coding. It's all the constituents that you need for making all those things as well is in there. You're starting to get a sense of how, who we're dealing with when you're talking about Kosh Boku. Don't say it's Bechina. That's Bechina.
Investigate the world, investigate everything, and that's going to.
Not everything.
No, I'm saying.
Start becoming aware.
Ideal.
Start ideal. Becoming aware. Why don't we just get a definition? Oh. You know what? Let's just get it. Once we're here anyway, yeah. Let's just get a definition of Bechina. No, we're not. We'll come back to this. We'll see. You have a chiyuv to do this. It's not just something nice to do. Go to Daf Kuf Lamed Vav. The truth of the matter is, the Chovos HaLevavot goes to great length to explain why each chapter comes after the one before it. The Chovos HaLevavot is very well structured. It's like a stepladder. So we did Shara Betochen after we did Shara Bechina. So you do Shara Bechina before you do Shara Vodah Selokim, and then do Shara Betochen. We learn Shara Betochen, the world learns Shara Betochen as a standalone. No, but you really do need to come into this.
Amar Macha. Really, if you really want to go into the world of trying to be a Bar Betochen,
you need to learn Shara Bechina. The most, you have to be aware of Shara Bechina, yeah, because if you're not working on Bechina, then your Shara Betochen is going to have holes in it. But it's going to have other holes in it, even if you do. It doesn't make any difference. It's holes everywhere. Amar Amachaba Mohusa Bechina he is boina na adam bechokhmas aboira haniris bebruim. The essence of Bechina is you will think deeply, you'll meditate misboinan ha adam in the wisdom of the boira that becomes apparent through what he created. Beyachshav bo besichlo, and you'll think about it using your seichel if you can find it. Ad kama shekoyach havanoso magia. Up to the extent that your understanding can go. Well, Yimna Adam is Atzmoy Vahim's Boyna Zubi Pnesha Ain who Masig is Hachokmas Harabois, Vahamukois Shebakola Bruim Al Bruyon. Don't hold yourself back from starting the process because you don't think you'll be able to actually get to the end of it all. Don't be an all or nothing kind of a guy. You start doing it even though you know you're not going to be able to plumb the depths of astrophysics or whatever, you know, or what's out there in the high heavens or whatever, yeah.
שרקול אחד כפי שיחלו, יחל להבחין מכל דובה בדובה בעולם, יש יוחדס השם וחוכמוסוי. Everybody, according to his ability, his seichel, is able to discern, to investigate, to see, to understand from everything there is in the world, the ability of Hashem and his wisdom. מפני שהחוכמה, אף על פי שהיא מתחלקת בברואים לחוכמס רבויס, Hashem's wisdom is divided up and spread across the world in different areas with lots of different chokmas. B'kol zois b'yosoida v'ikora achas hi. At the shirish, at the foundation of all the chokma, the diversity you see in the world, and there's enormous diversity in the world, untold diversity in the world. Yeah? It's all one thing. At the root. Everybody gets his abilities and his personalities and the world. Everything gets the way it looks and the way it does and how it functions, the whole diversity world out there, based on what the world's of the needs of the world are. We never know. It's basically based on my needs. Okay, then he goes on and gives examples. But that's Bechina. So one of the things that stops you from having Bechina is, let's see, because this is one of the things that's going to stop us from getting betochen. So then he says, "V'chein shleishus agoyimim shekva iskano oisam betchilas hashar hazeh. Gam hei moinin es habechinim mi'odim v'goyim noisefu." Okay, so let's go back to the beginning of the perek. Sorry about this, but what can I do? We're jumping a bit. Ein malasot. He's starting to tell us what are the things that prevent you from having Bechina, which will enable us to then understand the things that prevent us from having Betochen. At the beginning of Shara Bechina, he mentions three things that are going to get in your way, three primary reasons why you're not going to fulfill your obligation to be a Boichet. So right here, he says on Daf Kuf Lamed, he says, I'm not going to go inside, I'm just going to look in the Leif Tov, and his summary, he says like this. Kuf Lamed there in the Leif Tov, Lemarot she'yesh lebechina chashivas rabba. Despite the fact that Bechina has an enormous importance, mamash koshuvah. Shel yoda magia adam liyadias metzias Hashem vachdusay. You see what's a derech for betochen? Because via Bechina you come to know the reality of Hashem and its oneness. You come to understand the reality of Hashem and realize that it's all one thing. Umitoy kachu makir es chok es chayvosay la'ayvin es boyre. What's the consequence of coming to recognize the Metzias of Hashem in the world, to see the Achdus, the wisdom, the favor, is you'll come to be obligated to serve Hashem. You'll come to Avodas Hashem. That's why the next part is Avodas Elokim. Because those Rav Bnei Adam Einu Oiskimbo, the majority of people don't dabble in this kind of a study. So if you do, you're in the mute. Begal Shalosh Sibois. For three reasons, people don't want to get involved in Shara Bechina. Aleph. You're too busy chasing the nonsense of this world. Yeah. People aren't satisfied with what they have. They're always driven to acquire more. They just never freed up to do a bit of thinking. When you ask somebody to think, they get very irritated with you. Their mom is angry. You ask him to define his terms. You ever try to do that? You're talking about a certain subject, and you say to the guy, just 1 second, what do you mean? Just define what that word means. Education. Let's say you're having a discussion with the Cheder Rebbe about chinuch. You ask him, what does chinuch mean to you? And he gets irritated. I don't want to think. Chinuch. Well, what is it? I mean, chinuch, ma. It's chinuch. V'achi chashuv bo'olam. Yeah, but what is it? I don't know. Chinuch. I don't know. What is chinuch? Anybody want to have a dash at what chinuch is? Yeah. What is chinuch? Yeah. Chinuch is chinuch. Miz Mashiach Chanukas Habayis. Chinuch is a dedication. It's getting the child to understand what his purpose in life is. That's what chinuch is. Anyway. Hahergol B'Toivos. The second reason why people don't take too much time out to investigate the Chochma and the Toiv of the Boyri in the Bria. The minute a person is born, all these things are just there. You're born with eyes and a heart, and you're born with food and the world and a house and parents and a call. Just it's always been there. Well, God will be him, and you grow up with him. It's all just natural. That's the natural. That's the way the world works. For sure, you have eyes. Everyone, I mean, everyone has got a nose. Everyone's got eyes. It's once something you never had, and now you got it. You just always had it, so you become hergel with it. Hergel nasa teva. It doesn't realize that you actually have to say thank you for these things. You got so used to having them that you don't. A guy wakes up one morning and he can't see, God forbid, yeah? Can't see. All the best doctors go, schmatzes, does, that's con him. He's all over the world. 3 years, he can't see. Yeah, you got the picture? He wakes up one morning and he can see. How many times does he hit the snooze button?
Yeah.
Not once. He's out of bed in a second. How many days does it take before you start hitting the snooze button again? 3, 4, a week. That's it. That's who we are. That stops us from being. And the third reason it brings is the mikri maroim vahefseidim. This don't underestimate. This is a big one. This is big. When stop bad things happen, you know, we see things happening in the world. She's a local kach. We don't understand. Especially when it touches you personally. And you don't want to believe that it's coming to you, but tzedek, that this is litofoso, this is for my good. It causes you to rebel against Hashem and to become a kfu toiva, the opposite of a makya toiva. Okay. So those are some of the things that prevent a person from being boichin in the prayer. It's also some of the things that prevent us from having betochen. And you have a tochen in the guy that built Auschwitz. Come, let's call a spade, yeah. Yeah? The guy that designed, invented, put Auschwitz into place. Yeah? You trust him. You're going to get warm and cuddly with him. You're going to love him. There's a chivin that we have. That's not supposed to. If you're not going to process that, you're going to deal with it, you're just going to eventually, you're not going to have tochen, you're not going to bechin, and you're not going to have imuna in the Yikud of Hashem. Not like. If you don't deal with that question, then it's just going to sit there festering and preventing you from being an Oved Hashem. Not a question. For sure. Anybody's ever thought about this? No. That's exactly what he says here. Exactly what he says. By the way, in the kids, this is a big problem. The bad things that happen, the so-called bad things that happen to a person. You can come to be Kreifer Toivah. We saw a whole generation. No one's judging them of a whole generation. Where was God in the Holocaust? Okay, that's a good question. That's a really good question. You have to face those questions, otherwise you can't get anywhere. So those are some of the things that are going to prevent you from beginning, as the Chovas Halavot says, it's going to prevent you from having betochen. We're trying to become Baal betochen. We're trying to nurture within ourselves a deep sense of security and of feeling safe in Hashem's arms. You look around and you think, well, I don't know, it's not supposed to, you know. There's been some bad things happening 2,000 years to the Jewish people, you know. So I feel safe and secure. Be honest, it's not so simple. So those three things we mentioned above, and betochen. For Gerim Noisefu, Hagaiva al Toivis Haboire, Hanoivas Mise. We believe we deserve all this good that Hashem does for us. For sure, deserve it. You know what I am? You know what I did? You know how much chesed I do in the world? You know the big tzaddik? For sure, Magieli. There's a gaiva that says I deserve it. So then what's the big deal? Of course, he has to give it to me. But after toivus nesefus. As a result of that, he doesn't even think about the good that Hashem's doing for him. And he certainly doesn't obligate himself. Kuf pei vav. Yeah. Kuf pei vav, they in ulam. He thinks this is all, yeah, for sure. Even the other good that he gets. So he never thinks about them. And he doesn't obligate himself to praise and thank Hashem for what he gets. Well, Ksil Kaze Omer Shlomo Melech Hachochem Toivas Hashem Kol Gvar Lev. Despicable to Hashem are all those that are haughty, that are high, you know, that Gaiva. Okay, those are the things that prevent a person from having Bechina. Running after the Nourishkeit of this world, just taking everything for granted, and the bad things that happen to us. And then there's this Shutef, where we, yeah, for sure, Hashem's taking care of me, but there's other forces in the world that also take care of me. There's Mother Nature who takes care of the rain, and there are these angels that also I have to look after because they also have a bit of a say in what happened in my life, etc., etc. Those are the things that prevent me from Yichud and Bechina. And of course, Gaiva, Magirli, all these things for sure. You know what Hashem would be without? Because he has to pay me. You know what I do for Hashem? If I'm Hashem without me, would be lost completely. Yeah?
Guilty
I don't know about being guilty or not guilty. A person is to, for sure, we all have put through these problems. We all have some of them. You have to become aware of what's preventing you from fulfilling your chayvus halavamos. We have obligations to be boichen in the bria. We have obligations to be oved Hashem. We have obligations to be betochid in Hashem. These things are preventing me from nurturing and growing and developing my emunah and betochen. So I want to nurture and develop my betochen. If you don't want to, then you don't have a problem. Got it? If you don't want to be about betochen, you don't want to have betochen, you think it's not really that important, Then you don't have to worry about any of this because it's not relevant. But I really want to have betochen. I see the value and I want to have it. So now I have to look and be aware of the things that are getting in the way and I have to work on them. Okay. An athlete, so he's like an athlete. He wants to win the race. Yeah. So he spends a lot of time thinking about what's preventing him, why the other guy's faster than him, why he can't. He builds himself, he works on the right muscles. If you don't want to win the race, so then what are you kidding yourself training for? You go back to bed. Same here. Yes.
Perhaps we have the tools, that means the goal, what the Parnassa, all these things, it's one thing, but the second one, all we use these tools.
No
hot. And here, Pita, in the second level, that means how we use these tools. But first, yes, we have this, but we have.
You have to recognize those are the tools that Hashem gave you, and Hashem.
Without these tools, we cannot.
Of course not. That's why Hashem gives you everything you need. He gave you your goof, he gave you your seichel. You know, if you start thinking Shara Bechina, just think about the fact that you can think. Yeah. Just analyze that one. Just stop and process the chesed of being able to just think. Think about thinking. It's also not a bad place to start. Anyway.
It's like a car. If you drive, you use your car because you have to move stuff, but you know how it's working a car. So.
I don't have to know, but I need to know that there's something going on. Okay, so remember, those are the things that prevent you from having Yichud and Bechina. They're also things that prevent you from having Betochen and Metz Hashem. Tomorrow we'll start discussing the things specifically that relate to. But we're going to have to learn Shara Bechina after this. I just feel it's not Shaykh.
That part is what you say.
Unbelievable. It's all unbelievable. No, somebody just mentioned it. I also never did until yesterday. If you want to start working on Bechina, just listen to Rabbi Victor Miller. Just take out Rabbi Victor Miller was the master craftsman, the master of Shara Bechina. His insights.